In the first reading from Hebrews, we have this, let the marriage bed be honored, kept undefiled, and the famous passage of John the Baptist and his stance on marriage. So just a brief word, you know, we always, in our current culture, need to be clear in our thinking of what marriage is. One man, one woman for life. Permanent, exclusive, open to life. You know, we get so many conflicting messages about what marriage is. It's good to be reminded, especially when the lectionary brings it to us. But this famous passage of the beheading of John the Baptist by Herod, we see and hear when the natural order is not respected, the consequence in the life of Herod. How many sins, how many of the deadly sins are present in his life because he chose to disrupt the natural order. And we can take examination of our own hearts when we don't acknowledge and adhere to the natural order, the disorder that we find within our own hearts. And when we seek to cover it up or we seek to ignore it, it just exacerbates. It multiplies, it gets worse. But maybe one point to think on, to reflect on, is what on Herod's response to John the Baptist was to lock him away, to put him in jail. How many times in our own life, when we hear that word of God that we don't like, do we lock it away and try to ignore it? Or in that mouthpiece, the prophet comes to us and speaks the truth, do we try to ignore and lock him away or her away? It's so easy for us to ignore the truth, to ignore the voice of God made present to us in the everyday life. You know, we should pray for this grace to always be open to that voice of truth, to always be receptive to that voice of truth, even when it's uncomfortable and will force us to do a drastic change in our life. It's very easy for us to be comfortable, and maybe we're not in the grave sin of whatever, but the little things in our life that cause disruption and disorder, when the truth is spoken to us, let us pray for that grace to say, yes, Lord. You know, this is how that response to our psalm becomes true for us. My light and my salvation. Hide not your face from me, Lord. Your face do I seek. Psalm 27, such a beautiful psalm for us to know and to pray, especially in the trials, especially when the temptations are so close. It's a good reminder to reorient ourselves in the proper order. That truly, Lord, it is your face I seek, because you truly are my light and my salvation.